This world is broke. This world is broke. It is messed up. We're broke. We're messed up. We're not perfect.
God is.
Only God is perfect. Amen. There is suffering in this world, and we don't like it. But Romans 8 gives us hope. Hope in Jesus. It says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of Him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now." And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Now, hope that is seen is not hope, for who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. This world is broke and we are broke. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me, as we sang. We're broken, we're wretched, we're miserable. We're not as we were meant to be. This world is not as it was meant to be. But brothers and sisters, saints, we have hope. Because Jesus came. Jesus died for you to set you free from your sin, from your slavery to evil, from your wretchedness. He came to rescue you and transform you and make you new, repurpose you for something greater. And yet we're not perfect yet. We still struggle with sin. But one day, a day is coming where we'll be set free. This passage describes us as sons of God, the revealing of the sons of God, the glory of the children of God. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit, yet we look forward to the redemption of our bodies, where these wretched bodies will be transformed into something we haven't imagined. No longer the struggle with sin. In now, by faith, not by sight, then we will see Him face to face. We will be like Him because we will see Him as He is. And this whole world is going to be transformed, redeemed. Today it groans. And we as God's children, we can look around and say, what can we do to make things better? But ultimately, Jesus is coming back. And that's our hope. We have hope because of the cross. So we're going to celebrate communion together. We're going to worship Jesus because He came and died for sinners. Sinners like me. Sinners like you. Sinners like those who have not yet trusted in Him. So we have a message of hope, a message of transformation for people, for the world. We can have courage in a messed up, broken, fallen world because Jesus is our King. He rules and reigns supreme. That's where our hope lies. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks. We're going to take, if you're a believer in Jesus, you're invited to remember with us bread that represents His body broken. Broken for you because you're broken and you're messed up. Juice that represents His blood poured out because, well, the wages of sin is death. And that's what it cost to purchase your forgiveness and mine. Let's give Him thanks. Father, thank You. Thank You that You chose to love the likes of us. That You paid the ultimate price to rescue those that had turned against you. You did whatever it took to transform these hard hearts and make us yours. Jesus, thank you for laying down your life on the cross as a substitute for sinners like me. And thank you that although we have an inestimable treasure in our relationship with you, we have joy inexpressible, yet we don't have it all yet. We look forward to the day when we see you face to face. So as we look back to the cross, where your body was broken for us, we look forward to that day when we will see you, Jesus, face to face, where we will sit down at table with you and eat and drink and celebrate and rejoice in your presence when you come and make all things new. Jesus, we worship you and we want to give thanks for bread and juice, simple things that remind us of what you did and remind us of our hope in you. Thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus, we thank you. For what you did for us. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.